Amazing what a little bad news will do. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With car sales, manufacturing, and construction all plummeting, the Senate has voted 74-25 for a bailout that's exactly the same as the bailout rejected by the House, except for being even more expensive. Yet the vote counters think this time the House will pass it. Now, normally that wouldn't be surprising. Nothing helps a bill like more goodies. But remember, this is one of those rare bills that was rejected for having too many goodies already. And now, in addition to the original $700 billion, it's got a rum subsidy for Puerto Rico, a deduction for motorsports racetracks, and other bling totaling $150 billion. So, Democrats who voted no on Monday because of 8 years of tax cuts that haven't been paid for are going to vote yes for $150 billion in additional tax cuts that haven't been paid for. And as for Republicans who voted no because the bailout wasn't tough enough on Wall Street, that part is unchanged. No guarantee that Wall Street will reimburse the government. They'd be admitting that the Reagan Revolution is over and that their no vote was a sham. No, they have to stand firm. They have to spin this. Car sales down, manufacturing down, construction down. But on the bright side, tent cities up. And illegal immigrants are heading home. Recession is the best wall you can build, as it turns out. You see, this is what AM Talk Radio has been demanding for years. Fewer hard-to-understand gardeners and unsubsidized free market housing. And though we may have less money, we'll also need less money. Walmart is opening its Christmas shops early and will sell $10 Barbies, which I hear hold their value better than banks. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.